Scene 14 of The Soul's Awakening. The same room as in Scene 13. At the beginning, the wife of Hilary in conversation with the business manager. Hilary's wife. Destiny itself did not desire the deed my husband thought imperative. It almost seems so. Noticing the threads which fate has spun and now entangled here into a knot that binds our lives so firmly. Manager. Into a knot of destiny, which seems insoluble indeed to human sense. And so, I take it, it must needs be cut. I see no other possibility than that a severance be made between your husband's work and my own sphere of life. Hilary's wife. To separate himself from you, he never will. It contradicts the spirit of the firm, that spirit carried on from his dear father and faithfully continued by his son. Manager. This trust, has it not been already broken? The aims that Hilary envisioned surely must deviate from those his father's spirit had always wanted to pursue. Hilary's wife. My husband's happiness entirely depends on the success of these new goals. I saw how he was utterly transformed since they had sprung to life like lightning flashes within his mind. His life had brought him only a dreary inner emptiness, which he had hid carefully from even closest friends, but which consumed his own life force the more. He thought himself a mere non-entity, because there did not germinate in him ideas worth the bringing into life. But when the plan for these activities was brought to him, he was rejuvenated, another man, and full of joy. These aims gave to his life new values, made it worthy. That you could set yourself against him did not occur to him until he saw it. He felt the blow more heavy than any other than that in his life has yet befallen him. If you could only realize the pain you caused him, you would surely be less harsh. Manager. To act against my own conviction seems to me like losing my own dignity. To see myself put at the side of Strader oppresses me. However, I decided to bear this burden for Romanus's sake. He spoke to me of Strader, and I know that what he said to me is the beginning of my development in spirit striving. Out of his words was flaming forth a power that entered actively into my soul. Such power I had never felt before. His counsel carries weight for me, although I cannot follow yet with understanding. Romanus intercedes for Strader only. The other's share in the activities appear to him as hindrance to the work, and also as a danger to themselves. So much I value what Romanus thinks, that I believe if Strader cannot find a way to act without his friends, it would become for him a sign of destiny, a sign that he remain now with these friends, and later on, through his own occult striving, create new impulses for outer deeds. The fact that recently he's come much closer than before to all his friends, despite a slight estrangement from them for a while, makes me believe that he will find a place within this state of things, though it involves a failure for the present of his aims. Hilary's wife. You're seeing Strader only from that viewpoint which by Romanus was disclosed to you. You should regard him more impartially. He can so steep himself in spirit life that he appears removed from earth existence. The spirit is then full reality to him, and Theodora still alive. In speaking to him, it appears as if she too were present. Many mystics can express the spirit message in such words as bring conviction after careful thought. What Strader speaks has its effect within the spoken word itself. One sees how little he values the inner spirit life that finds sufficient satisfaction in the feelings. The urge for spirit research is his guide. With mysticism, he will not obscure his scientific mind that proves in life both practical and useful. Try to see this quality in him, and learn through him how he has formed a judgment of his friends that should then seem to you of greater weight than the opinion that Romanus has. Manager. In such a situation, far removed from what my thinking is accustomed to, Romanus's judgment seems like solid ground to stand on. If I should step into those realms which bring me close to mysticism, I would need the guidance of a man who's won my fullest confidence, because I've come to understand his character completely. The secretary enters. Manager. You look upset, my friend. What has occurred?
Secretary, hesitantly.
A few hours ago, our Dr. Strotter died.
Manager.
Died? Strotter?
Hillary's wife.
Strotter dead? Oh, where is Hillary?
Secretary. He's in his room. It seems quite stricken by the news just brought to him from Strotter's home. Exit the wife of Hillary. The secretary follows. Manager, alone.
Died. Strotter. Is this reality?
Am I affected by the spirit sleep of which I've heard so much? The power of destiny that guides the threads of life shows a stern face. O little soul of mine, what mighty power has now laid hold upon your thread of fate and given it a part within this knot? Yes, that will come which has to come about. Why is it that these words have never left my mind since Strotter spoke them long ago to Hillary and to myself? As if they reached him from another world. They sounded, spoken by one transported into spirit regions. What has to come about? I feel the spirit world laid hands upon me then. Within these words there sounds its language, sternly. It sounds. How do I learn to comprehend it?
Curtain, end of scene 14.